WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
HF 567.
Okay, I didn't understand the video, but is that something to do with one of your grandkids?
My granddaughter's playing the saxophone. Remember I said she was going to Epcot Center to play? That's her. She's in the band.
Okay, I figured.
I'm proud, man. I just had to show people.
Very nice. Good job. I figured it was your granddaughter, but I couldn't really discern who was who there.
No, I get that, but I've told everybody, you know, my daughter, my granddaughter's going to the Epcot Center to perform, so I figured you would figure it out. I knew you wouldn't know which one it was, though.
Right. Yeah, we're just all down near there, so I know where Epcot is. That is Orlando, Florida, baby.
Yes, sir, on the local news. That's cool. You know, I guess I'd get to enjoy the park while they're there, too. I guess it would be fun to be a kid.
Of course. Yeah, they'll love it. Oh, so that was a shot from Orlando?
Yes.
Aha. Yeah, I couldn't tell that. I see they were from Ohio, right?
Logan County, Kentucky. Russellville, they're from Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky, I think they did say that, you're right. Well, I had just woke up when that come in, so.
She said that was the Imagination Center performance.
All right, very good. Florida's a good spot to be.
They're having another performance today.
Is your wife down there too or no?
My wife's next to me and my daughter's mom is next to her husband. No, nope, just the kids left.
Okay. Yeah, along with the school, of course.
Looks like my cousin got herself fired from Fox 2 News. Karen Nash is my cousin.
Maybe you said that. Why did she get fired?
It's in between her and Rupe Raj on the air. She probably got a big mouth like me and don't know how to contain it.
She got in a fight with that guy?
On the air in November, she got in an argument or some kind of argument or spat with him and walked off. That's when she got fired. I don't know anything else.
What was her first?
Karen Asher. She was the one married to Jason Kerr.
She's married to who?
Jason Kerr.
Oh, yeah, I know who it is. Yeah, I'm surprised. Wow.
I played that video on the big screen. I can pick out my granddaughter, but on the phone, I can't pick her out.
Oh, right, right.
My wife says I can pick her out. I can pick her out blind. Yeah, okay. It kind of stinks how they did the kids, though. Right off the bus, the next morning, they had to perform.
Yeah, very good.
14 hours on a bus, then you gotta perform. 2 hours after, you know, you arrive, you gotta perform. That's gotta be tough.
Yeah, they needed to get down there a day before. That's kind of stupid.
I have to agree.
She gonna sue him.
What's that?
She's gonna sue him.
We'll see. If she's anything like the rest of the family, she did it to herself.
Well, no, I'm reading why. She was complaining that she was being treated unfairly. It all come out in court.
Yep.
WSHM, keep on time with the ID here. All right, Sam, I'm going to pop in the shower, so I'll catch maybe in a bit here at WSHM 738.
Copy that, catch you. SHF 567. Bye.
All right, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. All right, shame. He's sleeping in there, Sam.
That happens from time to time.
Yeah, that's okay. If you're doing it, you probably need it.
WSHF 567. Hey, 71 for a high today. It's a good day.
Yeah, for sure. Soon it will be, the average temperature. We won't really be going, soon it will be the static temperature. It won't be going up and down. We're almost, a third of the way through April. What is it, the 9th today, I think, right? So we're a third of the way through.
I'm tired of the yo-yo weather, man. You'd think I'm used to it. I lived here all my life, grew up here, but nope. I'm getting older. I'm tired of it.
No, I get it. Winters are just too long in Michigan. That's really the problem. If it was just a couple of months, Sam, no big deal. You could get through that pretty easy, but it's like 6 months worth of crappy weather.
Happy weather don't amount to anything anymore.
I hope I'm not giving it the kiss of death, but I think the snow is over.
I was over it when it didn't snow enough for anybody to make any money or the snowblowers to come out. I was over it then.
Yeah, I know people count on it, but I gotta be honest with you. Not trying to be insensitive, if it never snowed again, I wouldn't shed a tear.
Well, that's not insensitive. I feel the same way, but, when it snows, everybody in the business makes money. You know how it goes. When it don't snow, you don't make money.
Yeah, well, I know when it ain't snowing, I can barbecue a cheeseburger on a grill.
You could do that in the snow?
Ah, it's warm weather stuff.
Now, there's nothing like a steak in the wintertime out on the grill, man. Come on, now.
Yeah, it's just something I've never done, but yeah, you could do it for sure. So.
I bought my wife that big griddle thing, everybody's got one, it's a big griddle. Brand new thing, man. The big one, the side burner. She hasn't even seasoned it yet. It's been a year now.
Big griddle. You talking about the Blackstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's the same.
Well, what it is a bunch of fried stuff, right? That's basically what you're doing. It's frying everything.
Yeah, I gotta have them carcinogens going into that ground beef.
She told me for 2 years straight, I want a Blackstone. I want a Blackstone. I get her a Blackstone. She don't even use it.
But then she didn't think she was going to use it. She just wanted one. I've had a few barbecues. I know somebody's got one of those. It's all right. It's just, I don't know. It ain't the same as having that stuff over direct fire. I have a Weber back there, and it's a three station with the side burner, which no one ever uses. So, and then a searing station. So, whatever. I cook some chicken on it. I cook some hamburgers and occasional porterhouse steak. Works for me.
The side burner's good for, like, if you got company, man, you got to boil some corn, you know. That's what the side burner's good for.
It ain't the way you do corn on a grill, buddy. You sit there and soak the corn in the husk for a while. You throw it directly on the grill, brown that thing all the way around. It's going to be some of the best corn you ever ate, especially if it's that Michigan sweet corn.
Yep, Roger.
Take some clubs to shuck it because it's going to be hot. I think when you boil that stuff, Sam, you boil some of the flavor out of it.
Sure, you're right.
I can make a meal out of that Michigan sweet corn. I could sit there and eat 10 ears of that stuff with some butter and salt. It is the best. Okay, give me a minute. I get a reconfigure. WSHM 738.
Copy that. Where you at, Mike? WSHF 567 calling WRWB 489. Get up out of bed. Let's go. Start your day. I'd hate to say it, but common sense tells you that guy did his wife in. I would never come back on a boat with my wife going in the water. I'd have been drowning with her trying to find her.
By the way, they're about a day and a half away from landing, Sam, so they haven't splashed down yet. Okay. To retouch up from our conversation yesterday morning.
They were showing something else land, and I got it confused, that's all. Sorry about the mix-up.
No problem. Just touching up on our conversation from yesterday. That's all. So. Give me a nice slice of cheese and pepperoni and mushroom pizza for a snack this morning at work.
Chill.
Man, get nothing but red lights already, right out of the gate.
Stop, go, stop, go.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, couldn't have timed it any better if you wanted to hit every red light. It's unbelievable. Here's a flashing yellow that'll probably turn red for me.
You're the guy with all the luck, huh?
Today, apparently, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nice out here, 53.
It's gonna be one nice day.
Yes, it is, and I don't think there's gonna be much rain, so, at least from what I've seen. Maybe for about an hour, and that's probably maybe. Never know, it could go the other way too, but. So, fairly nice day, bottom line.
WRWB 49.
Good morning!
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, let me just get my coffee and I'll be right back.
I wipe that sand out of your eyes from the Sandman, too.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Sam. Paul, and I'm sure Charlie's out here, and Tim.
I haven't heard Charlie yet, but he should be coming, AOS should be any minute, I would think. And AOS stands for Acquisition of Signal. Space term.
I sent you a video this morning, Mike.
At 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'll have to look at it a little bit. Let me just grab my coffee and I'll be right back.
I think he doubled with you, Sam. We heard him, but what did you say?
But I tend to forget that people don't wake up when I wake up.
Well, ironically, today I had to get up a little bit earlier, so, I'm not sure, but I heard the ding, but I was about waking up anyways. I mean, I had to get going a little bit earlier today anyhow, so it just happened to be, unlike the lights this morning, precise timing.
I figured you'd have seen it when you woke up anyway, so.
Alright, the problem is I'm laying in bed and the phone's charging right next to me, so the dings wake me up and I never like silence it overnight because, you know, if something happens, you know, emergency, I want to be able to hear the phone, so. Yeah, I'm not a guy that mutes it at night or silences it at night.
Neither do I. I don't even wake up if somebody calls me at night, man. I never hear the phone. While I'm sleeping, I'm sleeping.
Well, that has happened, too. I've had messages come through or a phone call, and I never even realized it happened. So, you know, yeah, that's happened. But I know if it ain't ringing, I definitely don't have a chance to hear it.
Well, I shared the videos because I got out of there on the radio and told everybody, you know, what was happening. Well, there's the truth.
Hey, well, there you go. If you're having an emergency, I'd be the last one you'd be calling. My phone's in the other room with the ringer off. All right, I'll make a mental note of that one.
Hey, Charlie.
Good morning, Sam, Paul, Mike. If you're in jail, don't call me. You're going to end up sitting there a while.
Well, I don't plan on going there anytime soon, but hey, you never know.
I ain't no doctor, so if you're hurt, better call a doctor.
reminds me of the joke, guy gets bit by a rattlesnake and I think they said, call a doctor, find out what we need to do, and then the guy calls the doctor and goes back to his buddy that's, you know, full of venom, right? Sorry, I had a little trouble this morning trying to pay attention to what's going on here. So, he said, what'd the doctor say? The doctor said, you're gonna die. Yeah, I know that joke. Yeah, you're gonna die.
Morning time, Charlie.
Back, Mike. Sound like you need a big cup of coffee.
I need a lot of things. Yeah, no, I just woke up. My alarm, I slept right through it, so.
I think you were sitting by the hookah pipe a little too long.
Yeah, I just got a little bit of a sore throat.
Okay, well, I made it up. I got up a half hour early today. I'm already on my way. Been on my way for whatever, about 15 minutes, 17 minutes, something like that. Anyways. Yeah, I got up about a half hour late. So I've only got half a cup of coffee in me. I can only make up and compensate for one of you guys, not both. Heck, I went to bed about an hour early and slept in a half hour longer, and I still feel like I can go to bed. Yeah, I hear ya. Well, you know, Charlie, we've pretty much got the same goal in mind, same target date almost, so we're getting through it. It'll come sooner than later at this point.
The way yesterday went, it was almost yesterday.
So I guess that guy that slit that gal's throat on the train, I guess he's not mentally competent to stand trial.
I didn't hear that. Your audio was way too light for me, Mike. Something about some guy and something.
That guy that slit that gal's throat on that subway train in New York, I guess he's not fit to stand trial or something, you know. Finding him mentally incompetent to stand trial and insane.
Well, that guy's a menace. You see all the charges through the years. Lock him up, throw the key away. Give him a death sentence. That fixes it.
You know what'll happen. They'll put him in some rehab facility like, what's that one over there? In New York City, Belleville or Bellevue. He'll get rehabilitated and they'll just throw him back out on the street again. You know, that's how they normally do it now.
Yeah, so he can kill somebody else. Only one way to take care of a parasite like that. Need to reenact the death sentence.
And use a wood chipper while they're at it.
Justify bunga bunga.
Right, yeah. Yeah, wood chipper's a good option too. You know, that's what Saddam used to use, you know, it's sad to say, but that's what he used. If he didn't like it, he'd put you in, feet first, and then if he liked it, he'd put you in head first, and then say a Muslim prayer.
Yeah, WSHM 738.
somebody's feelings all up in an uproar by calling it a death sentence, you can just say, I sentence you to mulch. Obviously something's wrong with the guy. He's just sitting behind that girl and gets up and starts stabbing the hell out of her. Something wrong with that lunatic.
Yeah, well, something, yeah, he just walked up to her and went and slit her throat, and that was it, you know. While everybody else watched on the train and didn't do a damn thing. I mean, that was pretty insane, you know. I'm like, wow, huh. No one's going to be there. I mean, no one's going to come to her rescue or her aid. I mean, the guy just, you know, slit her throat and then took off. And you guys just sit there and then do nothing and then just go back to playing on your phones like it was normal business.
Yeah, all right. I'm in about the end of my string here. You guys have a good morning. WSHM 738. See you, Paul.
Yep, we will catch you later.
Yeah, Mike, they didn't want to do anything. They were in a hurry to videotape it so they can get points on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, right. That's true, too. Isn't that insane? I mean, there was, what, like four or five people sitting around her, and all they did was just bury their heads, like, deep into their phones, and I'm like, what is this? I mean, the gal just got stabbed. I mean, her throat got slit. I mean, you guys are just going to sit there and watch her bleed out to death, not try to help her? It was insane. I mean, the woman was literally, you know, you seen her gasping for air and crying and, you know, holding her neck.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man, how people just get wrapped up in their own little world, and they don't want to get stabbed, they don't want to get hurt, they don't want to get involved. They'd rather watch their phone or TikTok it or whatever, and yeah, it's pitiful. WSBT 754.
Yep, WRWB 49. Yeah, it's insane. I'm telling you, man. Anyway, I wonder what the weather's going to be like for today. Supposed to get some rain or something?
71. I don't know about rain.
I haven't seen the weather. It's not cold anymore, so I'm good.
71. Well, that's going to be nice.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. We open them doors and get some fresh air in that shop. Feel all closed in all winter long, man. It's nice when we can open the doors.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, you're right, because you said that thing's like a hot box in the summer and what, cold in the winter?
It's not that bad in the winter. I mean, it's cold in the Monday mornings, you know, because they turn all the heaters down. But, you know, during the week and they've been on for a while, it's not too bad. A couple of days when it's really cold and windy, comes in by a big fan that's right over my desk, and it gets a little chilly sometimes, but in the summertime, yeah, it does get hot, man, and they turn on a big exhaust fan. Like I said, it's right over my desk. My desk is like out in the shop. It's more of a table with a chair and by my toolbox, so it's not like an office. So I got a big exhaust fan right above my head, and it's screaming all day long.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I'd say where I used to work, you know, years ago, A&P always kept it, you know, fresh. freezing in the winter, and then in the summertime, they kept it, you know, really hot. And it's like, man, you know, this place is it's terrible. You'd tell the boss, you'd say, oh, yeah, you know, we can't do nothing about it. You know, it's all radio-controlled from New Jersey. I go, okay, as far as the thermostats.
Yeah, the old boss, when the old man owned the place, he used to complain about the heaters being on. He hated it, you know, because it was costing him money. When he was in that front office, it was nice and toasty, warm and cozy. Come summertime, it's blazing hot out there, and you go up in the front office, it's nice and cool and dry, you know. It's okay for them, but not for you.
Yeah, crazy, crazy.
He used to complain about his $2,000 gas bill every month during the winter. Always complaining the heaters were on too high. It's cold, but, you know, we're going to complain about the heaters being on out there and heating that whole place. But you go up in that front office, boy, it was nice and toasty.
Oh, yeah. You know, did he fail to realize that the heat's down too low? I mean, it could cause, you know, the pipes to freeze. Cause, you know, catastrophic problems.
Well, what's funny is the inspection room's got to be at a certain temperature because that's mandated, you know. It's got to be at this temperature while they're checking parts because that's what requirements are, you know. It's got to be at a certain temperature. So when you're out there in that hot shop, it's 100 degrees, and you make a part, and you get it that size, and then you send it up to an inspection, and it sits on a cart up there in air conditioning for half a day or so. Suddenly that size is smaller now because the parts shrink. Not much, but it could be enough, you know, when you're working in tents. So, you know, it's really a guessing game of what size you want to cut this stuff to. So it hopefully is in size when you send it up to inspection.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys work with, like, what, thousandths of an inch? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, you know, that it's going to change, but it will, man. It definitely will. Bring it out there in the wintertime, and, you know, it's 65 in the shop, and you cut it to size, and then you send it up to inspection, and it's 75 up there. Well, that 10 degrees is 10 degrees. You know, it could grow a couple of tenths. And then suddenly you're out of tolerance, you know. Well, we want me to tell you, man, out on the floor it was this size. You bring it up here and it sets there all day until you guys decide to mess with it. And now it's all warmed up, you know. And vice versa, come summertime, you know, it's hot as hell out here. 100 degrees in the shop, in a hot machine, and you're running it, you get it to a size, and you send it up there, and it sits on a table for 5-6 hours before they get around to touching it. Now it's a different size, so they talked about doing something out here, putting in air handlers and whatnot, but I'll believe it when I see it.
No, okay. Yep.
But it does feel nice to have the window open finally. It's not too bad out this morning.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, when I go out there, I'm sure I'll feel it, you know. Won't be so bad. I don't mind the cold, it's just that, you know, when it gets damp out, you know, my arthritis will start to flare up and stuff, and it's like, no, man, you know, not this crap again.
If it's above 10 degrees, I can deal with it. You know, I'll wear my coat from the house to my truck, but as soon as I get to my truck, I take it off and throw it in the back seat, because I hate driving with the coat on. And that's where it'll lay all day. When I get to the shop, I'll go in without my jacket, and I got a farther walk to the door than I do from my house to my truck. And it's not too bad, but like you say, when it's damp, really cold, yeah, I can't take that. I wouldn't want to work outside in it, but I can deal with it in the short spurts, you know.
WRWB 49. Yeah, no, I mean, I can take the dry cold. Like, it could be like minus two out, you know, but it's that dry air, the dry cold air, you know. It's fine. It's just once it starts getting like that moisture in the air and it's like really damp, that's when I start, you know, having the problems. You know, it's like my arthritis will act up, you know, and of course all the stuff that I've broke in my life or jacked up, you feel that. So it's like, man, you know.
Yeah, I love it like this when it's starting to get nice and you know you got the entire summer of good weather coming and you haven't burned one day of it yet, you know. April and May, it's perfect.
Yep, I hear you. Anyway. Now, today I start a little bit earlier than I normally do, so it's been going on for at least almost a week now.
You got to go in pretty quick.
8 o'clock today.
Well, this is my Friday again, so I got tomorrow off. I got to get up early and take the grandson to school. Mama and his sister in Daytona. Granddaughters in the Nationals with the cheerleading team. So they're down there for a few days. I think they'll be back Sunday. So I got to get up early and take the grandson to school tomorrow and pick him up in the afternoon. My wife's taking him today and his dad pick him up after school. But I'll run up there and grab him so his old man can go right home. And I'll probably have their dog with me tomorrow, so she'll be over for the day.
Yeah, okay. So, like, your granddaughter's in that, like, what is it called, Cheer America deal, or is it something else?
She's cheerleader with Eastern Michigan University. And then after the season's football and basketball, they have competitions. And they're at the Nationals competition down in Daytona.
No, okay. Well, that'll be I guess it'll be a nice vacation.
She's going to be all over the place this summer. She's got two trips to California coming up. Our son's daughter, his oldest daughter, is graduating high school, so she's going over there for her graduation. The other one came over here last year for my granddaughter's graduation, so she's going to go to California. And about 3 weeks later, she's going back to California and spending a few days out there. And then she comes back, and I think she's home barely a month. And her and that granddaughter are flying out to Hawaii and spending a week in Hawaii together. And I think there's something else after that, so I won't be seeing her much this summer.
I got her going all over the place. Holy moly.
Yeah, our granddaughter and California. She travels a lot with her mom, my son's ex-wife. She's a buyer, like a Department of Defense or something like that. She goes to Tokyo a lot, Australia, Hawaii. She's been to Hawaii so many times with her parents. And she travels a lot. She was in Costa Rica and Puerto Rico last summer. And so they cooked up a trip together. It's just going to be the two of them, man. I'm going to have a heart attack while she's gone the whole time. You know, my granddaughter that lives here, me and her are very tight, very, very tight. And I worry about her all the time. Drives her nuts that I worry so much about her. And so they're going to spend a week together by themselves out in Hawaii. And, but yeah, she's going to be traveling all over the place. And that's good for her, you know. She's fortunate that way.
No, okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, busy, busy. Yeah, she probably is like my one guy, his son, you know, that's what he works in, like logistics and all that, you know, do take-on. And, you know, is like a buyer or in charge of, well, he's in charge of, like, equipment, you know, for the military. And he works, you know, like I said, he works over at, I think he works directly at TACOM or he's a, or military defense contractor.
Yeah, we do a little bit of work for TACOM. I'm not sure who they are, but I know we've seen orders for them. But, yeah, I think they're like a logistics place or something. I'm not sure. All right, Michael, I better run. Go make the coffee and get this day fired up, man. The sooner I get in, the sooner I get out, man. I will look for you this afternoon, my friend. WSBT 754.
Yep, we will catch you later. Dan, you still in there? Well, I guess not. All right, we'll catch you later, Charlie. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSIJ 839 listening.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Thank you.
Will Quickie!
WSUU 202, good afternoon. WSUU 202, good afternoon. Station 329, WIUD 48.
Victor 658 Dearborn. WRWD 49
Winston. Good afternoon, Mike. WSHF 567.
What's going on, Winston?
Not a lot of today, man. I got a phone call. Picked up another lawn service company, which is always tonight.
WSIK 839 listening.
I take it Charlie must not be out of work yet.
I only heard one other person before you, and he's not worth mentioning, so go figure that one out.
Yeah, you don't have to explain that.
Now I'm outside with my radio. It should be good now.
But yeah, I could hear you when you were inside, you know, but yeah, you sound good. You're getting it all right. No, I take it, John, he must be outside in the, at the park.
I'm down here at the corner of MacArthur and Republic waiting on the kids to get off the bus on the golf course.
So I was asking John if he was at the park.
Oh, I heard y'all was making small talk.
WSIL 946. What's going on, 202?
I just gonna shout out, seeing if this thing was working. That's all.
Yeah, I was just headed out the front door when I heard you on the radio there. I had to get the mail. Just a bunch of crap as usual. I can't believe the crap I get in the mailbox, man. It's unbelievable.
Take the mailbox down.
There you go. I'm gonna think about that one.
Yeah, I'm waiting on my Woodland Mills sawmill catalog to come in the mail there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Roger that. What are you thinking? You thinking a chainsaw mill? Good place.
No, it's the 130 Max. It's a bandsaw. It'll handle a 32 diameter by 20 foot log there. So then you'd be calling me a Sawyer.
What's the cost on one of them?
If I'm not mistaken, man, around high end of $7,000, almost $8,000.
Yeah, roger that. Boy, it's nice out there. Unbelievable. We're finally getting it. We're finally getting out of that nasty weather crap.
Yeah, I took a break from my job, and boy, I look like a fool coming out the door with sweatpants on and a coat, man. Dilly. It's time to start wearing shorts or my sweatpants. Hey, is that Detroit still hooked up to this thing?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that made for some rough listening, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Seemed like always a certain someone. I haven't heard of mine here lately, but a certain someone would always get everybody fired up.
We're on Mount Clemens now, aren't we?
Yeah, roger.
Yeah, my radio's laying on the floor underneath my lunchbox, man. I'm too lazy to bend over and look. All right, Ralph. Well, I just pulled in, man. I just got home from work. I'm going to go in the house and see what I can do, man. WSEU 202, and we'll be clear on your final there, buddy. You have a great day.
All right, Scott. Thanks, bro. You have a good one. Good one also. WSIL 946. I'm listening.
WSCC 754. And WRW 49.
Afternoon, Mike. You're a bit scratchy coming in. WSPT 754.
And this is...
I don't think he's making it. I'm pretty sure he's not making it.
Not making it in? No, boy.
But you are there, but you were a little rough, as Charlie was trying to tell you. I had just jumped in the car and heard you guys going at it. Charlie!
Yeah, I can hear you better now, Mike. Your first transmission, you were a bit scratchy, but I did hear you. WSBT 754, on the way home, and it's nice out. Beautiful out.
WSBT 738.
So you're the guy that had for Peter's
What do you say?
I'm not making it any good. I'm going to have to change positions.
You're not the best into it.
Hey, Charlie, I might just call. WSHF 567.
Ma'am, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sam.
Beautiful day, I tell ya.
It is a nice one.
We're just... How about now? Am I making it any good? I kind of moved positions a little bit.
Sounds good.
Good, Mike.
Kind of, I think that was the other Paul.
USGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
Oh, sir, it's the end of my week. Beautiful weather and traffic is not moving.
Oh, this is your Friday?
Yes, sir.
You lucky, dirty dog.
I gotta work next Friday, but that's the only Friday we gotta work this month.
Well, you know what?
I'm gonna put in for PTO.
Well, isn't that intelligent right there? Hey, do what you're best at. I sure hope it pays a lot an hour. Isn't that amazing, Charlie? Isn't that just a mess? I'm sure those parents are proud.
Yeah, you can hear the click as he unkeys, and it sounds awful familiar.
They ought to spend their time at, well, not sure I'm going to get this out of the bag yet.
They wonder why the repeaters got separated.
Yeah, they ought to stand up and be proud.
Not because of us.
Recognize that whistle a little bit there, Mike?
Like when Eastwood said, you know, in that movie, Josie Wells, you gotta, you know, pull them pistols or whistle them Dixie. That whistle sounds awfully familiar.
That hot audio gives it away, like, almost like you might as well just say your name.
Gotta start looking into AI deepfakes. That's what they ought to start focusing on. Or at least one of them should.
Happens when you piggyback off somebody's billfold all day and you're not out there pounding the pavement. You gotta start going stir crazy. You'd rather pound the old lady, she's softer. What I mean, Sam, you know, you got these people out here that sit at home all day and do nothing, and, you know, and this is what happens. They start going stir crazy. They hear our voices, and that's it. Anyway, that's a nice day out here today, man. Let me tell you, I might do some fishing after work.
That's pretty nice out, for sure.
Hi, guys, I got a phone call. I'll be back. WSBT 754. Roger.
I got my fishing license last year and never used it.
What do you get for those? $35? Just like a license here? Except the difference is you're limited on how many fish you can catch, and they actually police it. But here, $35, and you can act like an idiot all day. All year long. All 10 years long.
There is a limit to what you can catch, but I just catch and release. I don't even keep it.
you know, and we're ice fish. I wouldn't eat the fish there anyway. It's not safe.
I wouldn't be eating no fish out of that lake, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Get some of them people downtown there in Mount Clemens on the boardwalk. They'll catch some monster catfish, and they'll take that stuff home and cook it right up the same day.
Yeah, not me, Jack. I'll go buy some Vanna cans out of the freezer section. Telephone, I'll be right back. Give me a second.
What kind of fun is that?
That they're done?
I'm just wondering what kind of fun it is to pull fish out of the freezer. Don't get dirty that way.
It's safer to eat, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I wouldn't eat that stuff out of the Clinton River. No, not me. That's, I mean, I just, you know, I just like to catch and release, you know, for the fun of it.
I like going fishing up north. Much more fun. Much cleaner.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I got to get back to this work QTH. So, WRWB 49, we're clear.
All right, Mike, we'll catch you later. They tried squashing your transmission, but it didn't work. We'll catch you on the flip-flop, WLHF 567, clear.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738. Sorry, Mike, I was kind of on a long phone call there.
I'm not going to be taking it. I'm the HTU. WRWB 49.
Yeah, you're kind of on the edge. I get it. Your audio's a little light. You're working. I get it. I'm good. We'll talk a little later. How's that?
I'll give you a double L when I get out.
Yeah, I might be tied up, so if I don't get back to you, I promise I'll try to remember to do that, just in case. All right? And in your spare time, look up AI deepfakes. And don't talk about it, just look it up. It'll take you like 20, 15 minutes to read it all and tell me if that don't fit. All right, we'll see ya. WSHM 738.
WRUZ 935.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. Catch you later, John. I am WRWB 49. Be clear.
Oh, my God. I never see you. John, you're in there? Go ahead.
picked up my pickup truck.
Oh. Is that a double entendre? You picked up the pickup?
That's right. $1,800 later.
I bet it's like brand new with that paint job.
That's okay. Well, it's all road ready now.
Excellent.
Ready to hit the swap.
All right.
I'm going to go home. I got to, you know, over the winter, you know, you keep on throwing more and more crap in the back seat. I got to clean all of this stuff out. And, you know, I got to take a brush and brush out all of the, you know, the little stones and all that gravel and everything you track inside on carpet. I should really take it someplace after getting all of the stuff out of it. I should have it detailed.
At the end of the day, it's just a pickup truck.
I know. But it's getting pretty dirty in here.
Yeah. I say, man. Anyways.
Yeah, they actually got everything done, you know, pretty quick. I mean, it was literally 22 hours and everything's done, so it's a good deal. So, just heading home. And I finally got a call from the first place that I called. They called me back and quoted me a price $400 higher than this place charged.
Well, at some point, quality work comes into play on something like this, right?
And the place I took it was only $50 more for that part of the work than what the muffler shop was, which I would not have had the muffler shop do that work.
Right. So it all comes down to that, right? The price versus the quality.
Yep. So there you have it. I'm happy. They're happy. We're all happy. Oh, and I ran across the place that I used to go that my cousin turned me on to. And that guy was forced out of business. The landlord said he was selling the building, and so that guy ended up retiring because he was a lot older than what I thought he was. I thought he was my age, but he was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years older. Looked good for his age, but anyway, so he went out of business, and I had to look for a couple of other places that to take my business to. But the girl that used to work for him is now working at the place I just went to. So it's like, wow, cool. She's really nice.
Very nice.
Very cute, too.
Well, obviously, she doesn't own any radios.
Nope, she's married. And she's only 42. I just heard her talking to somebody on the phone, and she said that she was 42. It's like, oh, okay. No wonder.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, even I look better at 42 than I do now.
To run around and trying to do something, go to a place, it's like... Like if you were looking for a spatula and you went to Spatula City and they ain't got the spatula, I'm like, okay, am I catching you off season? Is this not the cooking season?
should have went to Spatulas R Us.
Well, you get frustrated, and the guy's like looking, and it's a little, you know, it's like, well, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah. So?
I'm kind of hoping my income tax refund comes back this Saturday. That'd be nice.
You didn't get it yet?
No, not yet.
What are you going to spend it on? That Elon Musk diamond-shaped silvery SUV DeLorean?
Oh, the cyber garbage dumpster?
That's one odd-looking vehicle, man.
I'm telling you, it looks just like a trash dumpster.
Looks like a diamond that hasn't been polished or placed on a mount yet.
Those things are butt ugly. Oh, and then like, there was reports of them. There was some panel that kept on blowing off of the things when you were driving them at higher speeds because the panels aren't fastened with fasteners. They're basically just glued on.
Oh, that's good. Probably Gorilla Glue. So, you know, one of those have never been clocked by police radar? Did you know that?
No. Why is that? The dumpsters just sit still until the trash compactor comes by?
The angles are cut on like the Stealth Fighter. You can't reflect radar from it. It bounces off at weird right degree or left degree angles. It can't get enough return signal on it. Hey, you don't do your research.
Yeah, I've never heard that. So, I guess you would have to hear it in order to research it.
Look at the shape of the thing.
And, well, yeah, it's got a big blunt nose on the thing. I find it hard to believe that that a radar signal wouldn't be reflected off of it.
Yeah, but I guarantee they're buying it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you buy one and then go speeding past the radar cops and let me know if you get a ticket.
I'm at a dealer right now. I'm going to pull in and see if I can secure the deal. Let me get back to you. WSHM 738.
Hey, I just drove by Waste Management, and I didn't see you there.
I have a phone call to make.
You know, where all the dumpsters are stored at?
No, but I have a phone call to make. WSHM 738.
All right, I'm almost home. I'll be cleaning out my car. WRUZ 935 mobile.
WSAT 580. Just listening to your guys' conversation, and I thought I should add, take a look at a Passport 9500 installed if you want, if you don't want a radar signal hitting any type of vehicle, as long as you install it right.
What's that, like a radar, you know, cloaking device?
Yeah, basically, like a scrambler, or I don't know if it's really a scrambler, but it sends back junk data to the gun, so it can't pick up a reading. To really use it, there's a switch, so you slow down to the speed, and then turn it off, and then the gun will lock on whatever speed you're doing.
Very good. But even if it was true about those cyber trucks, I think the laser will still get them. And there's a lot of cops using laser. So it shoots that laser light, and it looks at the laser that is being, you know, the laser imprint that is on the vehicle that they're shining it on. So I don't know. I think those Sabre trucks are butt ugly. But anyway, I'm in the driveway, so I'm going to have to check out. So I will listen out. WRUZ 935.
Yeah, that Passport 9500, it's for laser. It has shifters. That's what it is. They're called shifters. I used to install them back in, I don't know, like a decade ago. A little module that shifts the light so the laser can't pick it up. And it doesn't scramble radar. I think that's illegal. It'll just detect it. But you can detect radar from a mile away. The laser, you have to scramble it or shift it.
WSCD 710, clear and
WSLI 302, standing by.
WSIP 284, this is WSCP 257, how copy, over.
This is WSIP 284, I got a copy on your 257.
Roger that, I got a good copy on you as well, had no copy on MERS 2, over.
Loud and clear in my receive. I was there at MERS just like maybe just a couple minutes ago, the tail end of the window there, because I wasn't actually here. So I came in a bit late, and that could be why. Over.
Roger that. I can hop back over if you want to give another go. Over.
Hey, Roger that, sounds good. This is WSIP 284. I will be clear and heading there.
Roger that. This is WSIP 257, QSY over to MERS 2. Over.
Good evening. This is WSM861. I heard you guys earlier last time too. I'm also performing a small mic check. Reporting from Louisville, quite a distance away.
Station out there, 329, WIUG 28. SEQ 999 WIUG 48, copy.
This is WSM F861. I get your copy. Hear you loud and clear from Royal Oak.
Well, thank you. What is your call sign again?
Call sign WSMF861.
Roger, you're sounding good here. I'm over here at Rochester. But you're sounding good from Royal Oak.
Oh yeah, Rochester and Royal Oak are quite a distance from this repeater, I heard. But hey, if it works pretty decently, I can't really complain.
What kind of radio are you using? Handheld?
Yep, I'm using a 5-watt handheld. Not the best walkie-talkie, but it's one of those UV5G pros. That way I'm restricted to just the GMRS channels and can't commit any crimes unintentionally without a ham license.
Roger that, yeah. How long have you had your license, do you know?
I've had my GMRS license for about 2 weeks.
I see, because it sounds like you're new on the GMRS. Well, I was licensed on 2022, so I've been there too long. And I think maybe you hear me out there all the time. WIUG 48, the name is Jack.
Well, nice to meet you, Jack, and thank you so much. I am Chris, WSMF86. Wait, no. WSMF861. There we go.
You got it, Chris. You take care, and thank you for coming back. I'm looking for somebody else out there on the other side of the town, you know. But you're not too far from that Detroit repeater, anyhow. That Detroit repeater is in downtown Detroit on the Compass Marshall there, somewhere there. Okay, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
You too, take care. It was nice talking to you. WSMF 861, Chris.
WSEQ 999 WIUG 48, copy. I put it hurt. WSEQ 999 again. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WQVL 833.
Station 833, go ahead.
Thanks, I believe the name was Jack. This is Dave. I'm in Sterling Heights. I was wondering how I was coming through the Detroit repeater. I'm at a pretty good distance from it.
You're sounding good. I'm over here, Rochester Hills. You're sounding good from there. I don't know if you know that or not. Well, probably because it's working good. The RX, the CTCSS, has to be turned off on this repeater. And I think he's already done it. Rochester?
Yes, I did. That's correct. I had to do that to be able to hear the responding stations. All right, Jack, I appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure I was getting in. I put up a new antenna, TRAM 1450. Seems to be working pretty good. SWRs are great. It's mounted on my home location, just above the roof line.
Yes, that is. Tram is a good. I'm on the tram too, but I'm on the 2 meter 70 centimeter because I'm a ham operator, so my radio gets a GM, gets a GMRS, and also ham type too. That's why. But it working good. Keep it up, no problem. I know you don't hear too many people out there. Those people were down for a little bit, maybe a couple of months or something like that, but now it's already fixed. Take care, have a good evening. WIUG, where it is.
Thanks again. Congratulations on your ham license. And maybe we'll catch you on the band sometime. 73-WQVL-833, clear.
WSEQ-999. WSEQ-999. WIUG 48, copy. Station 329. Station out there, 329. WIUG 48, copy. Station out there calling. WIUG 48. Is there any station out of Ohio?
WXIJ 839 listening.